The Key to LRN
Level 3 C2 By Supercourse Test 2
Section 1 Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
One.
Winning the lottery.
Hey, Sally. I won the lottery.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, but I have no idea what to do next. My head's still spinning.
Well, stop publicising it and remain anonymous when you collect the money.
That would give me time to gather my thoughts until I work out what to do with it. Hey, Sally. I won the lottery.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, but I have no idea what to do next. My head's still spinning.
Well, stop publicising it and remain anonymous when you collect the money.
That would give me time to gather my thoughts until I work out what to do with it.
2.
Public transport.
Here comes the bus. Hey! Why didn't it stop?
There were too many people on it.
Now I have to wait another 15 minutes. This bus service is terrible. Why don't they have more of them on the roads?
Yeah, they tell people to use buses in order to save the environment. But why should we?
Here comes the bus. Hey, why didn't it stop?
There were too many people on it.
Now I have to wait another 15 minutes. This bus service is terrible. Why don't they have more of them on the roads?
Yeah, they tell people to use buses in order to save the environment. But why should we?
3. A live discussion.
So who has the upper hand?
Neither of them are really answering the presenter's questions.
I'm not surprised. It's the same in their national campaign adverts. They're more interested in attacking each other than focusing on serious issues.
It's just business as usual for them. They're all the same, don't you think?
So who has the upper hand?
Neither of them are really answering the presenter's questions.
I'm not surprised. It's the same in their national campaign adverts. They're more interested in attacking each other than focusing on serious issues.
It's just business as usual for them. They're all the same, don't you think?
4. Falling stars.
Wow! Did you see that falling star? I haven't seen one for ages.
Yeah, amazing. They're not really stars, though. The streaks of light you see are actually meteors, tiny bits of dust and rock that burn up when they fall into the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, whatever they are, they're a pretty awesome sight. Wow! Did you see that falling star? I haven't seen one for ages.
Yeah, amazing. They're not really stars, though. The streaks of light you see are actually meteors, tiny bits of dust and rock that burn up when they fall into the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, whatever they are, they're a pretty awesome sight.
5. On the road.
Tom, have you noticed that car behind us?
Yes, the driver's been right behind me for the last 10 miles. If I press the brake pedal, he'll crash into us.
Why don't you stop on the side and let him pass?
Good idea. There's no point taking risks.
Tom, have you noticed that car behind us?
Yes, the driver's been right behind me for the last 10 miles. If I press the brake pedal, he'll crash into us.
Why don't you stop on the side and let him pass?
Good idea. There's no point taking risks.
6. Moving to Sweden.
I've just got back from a holiday in Sweden, and I'd like to continue my studies there.
I've heard their education system is unbeatable. Is that true?
I don't know if it's unbeatable, but their universities offer many courses in English and are among the world's best.
But won't it be hard to adapt?
In the beginning, because I'd have to learn Swedish to get part-time work, even if it's just a waitressing job. I've just got back from a holiday in Sweden, and I'd like to continue my studies there.
I've heard their education system is unbeatable. Is that true?
I don't know if it's unbeatable, but their universities offer many courses in English and are among the world's best.
But won't it be hard to adapt?
In the beginning, because I'd have to learn Swedish to get part-time work, even if it's just a waitressing job.
7. Junk food.
Gail, those crisps are full of preservatives. Look, these ones don't contain any saturated fats.
Yeah, but they're more expensive. If they're lighter in calories, fats and preservatives, why aren't they also lighter in price?
Because it's real food, Gail. Those may say potato crisps, but study the label and you'll see there's very little potato in there. That goes for all processed food. That's why it's cheaper. Gail, those crisps are full of preservatives. Look, these ones don't contain any saturated fats.
Yeah, but they're more expensive. If they're lighter in calories, fats and preservatives, why aren't they also lighter in price?
Because it's real food, Gail. Those may say potato crisps, but study the label and you'll see there's very little potato in there. That goes for all processed food. That's why it's cheaper.
8. Race walking.
Gary, have you ever heard of race walking?
Yes. It's different from running because one foot must always be in contact with the ground.
I think race walking might be a good alternative to jogging, but I don't know anything about the technique.
You don't have to worry. Just increase your walking speed and sway your hips as you walk.
Gary, have you ever heard of race walking?
Yes. It's different from running because one foot must always be in contact with the ground.
I think race walking might be a good alternative to jogging, but I don't know anything about the technique.
You don't have to worry. Just increase your walking speed and sway your hips as you walk.
9. A burglary.
I was woken up by burglars last night.
Goodness! What did you do?
I locked my bedroom door and called the police from my cell phone.
Didn't you try to confront them?
No. I stayed quiet. And according to the police, that's the best thing to do if there's a burglar in your home. You never know how they'll react. And if they're ruthless, your life might be in danger.
Did they take anything?
No. They must have heard me because they made a very quick exit. I was woken up by burglars last night.
Goodness! What did you do?
I locked my bedroom door and called the police from my cell phone.
Didn't you try to confront them?
No. I stayed quiet. And according to the police, that's the best thing to do if there's a burglar in your home. You never know how they'll react. And if they're ruthless, your life might be in danger.
Did they take anything?
No. They must have heard me because they made a very quick exit.
10. A talk between colleagues.
Ron, you forgot to sign this form. And you completely forgot about our meeting.
I haven't been eating properly. I've been very forgetful as well.
When I'm feeling worn out, my doctor gives me some multivitamins. He also makes me drink more milk.
Milk? Why's that?
It's a good source of B12. If you don't eat dairy products, you may need B12. Ron, you forgot to sign this form. And you completely forgot about our meeting.
I haven't been eating properly. I've been very forgetful as well.
When I'm feeling worn out, my doctor gives me some multivitamins. He also makes me drink more milk.
Milk? Why's that?
It's a good source of B12. If you don't eat dairy products, you may need B12.